So we go into schools, colleges, youth groups, wherever young people are, prisons, and we try and bring money to life. So we really try and put the fun into finance. So it can seem a little bit boring, a little bit drab, but we actually approach it in a way to make it really relevant for the young people. So we think about where they are in life, whether they're getting pocket money, what they can do in the next couple of years. So we try and make it so they engage with the content and get excited about it, because if they get positive experiences about learning about money from a young age, then they're more likely to continue their learning journey about money. So we use games, role plays, videos, we use a lot of sort of popular culture, fun facts about celebrities. So we grab their attention and then we sort of dig in a little bit deeper.
And Hazel, if I can turn to you. So Hazel Pitchers from Accent Investment Managers. You've done this report on pocket money, on the amount of income that actually children are getting and what they do with that money. Depress me, first of all. What are the stats? How much are kids actually getting on average, and what are they doing with the money?
Okay, so it is a little bit depressing compared to what pocket money I got when I was younger, but kids are earning almost £13 a week in pocket money, which is adds up to around just over £600 a year. You know, that might feel like quite a lot. I think the good news is that those that have received some form of financial education, like Sharon talked about, are actually proactively saving, which I think is a good habit to instill at a young age. Unfortunately, on the flip side, those that haven't received any education are actually not saving a penny.
Sharon, to return to you, you must also see children who are not getting any income whatsoever. I mean, that £13, it's obviously an average. Isn't this creating an income gap from an even earlier age?
Yeah, you could see it like that. We talk to a lot of young people and they're not getting pocket money, or they're only getting pocket money birthdays and Christmases. Even they're having their birthday money sort of taken off them because their parents might need the money. So we really work with a range of young people. I think the important thing is that actually we need financial education for all, whether they're receiving pocket money or not. When they've got those sort of skills and knowledge and confidence, when they do get money, then they're allowed to engage with it better. Obviously, the more access they have to money, the better the chances for them, because they are experiencing making mistakes, making decisions at a young age, rather than getting to sort of 16 or 18 and getting your first job or maybe a student loan and making bad decisions then.
Is there any relationship to the information that the parents, or the education that the parents might have in terms of finance? Because we know that isn't universal across the country as well. How should parents actually be going about teaching their children about finance and the rules about pocket money?
I think it's really, really essential. Adults' financial capability is quite low in the UK. Often parents will just not have those conversations with young people. So what my bank do is, when we go into primary schools especially, is we also provide all the kids with a family pack so they can go home and they've got a set of activities that can sort of inspire conversation and activities with their parents. So things like shopping together, getting young people to pay and count the change, tracking their parents' money habits. So lots of fun activities. The more that young people hear about money from their parents, they're sort of getting it from all angles. So it needs to be learnt at home, it needs to be taught at school, and it needs to be experienced by themselves.
And finally then, to both of you, as you say, the level of financial education in the UK has been low for quite a long time. How confident are you about that actually improving, looking at the children that you're seeing, the young people that you're talking to?
Well, we want the government to do more, and I think that's one of the reasons why we're calling for it to become part of the curriculum at an earlier age, so that children can learn and instill good earning, spending and saving habits at a younger age, which hopefully can help them better in life.
It's already on the curriculum in secondary school, but unfortunately, I think last year only 0.4% of secondary school students actually took citizenship, which is the subject that financial education forms part of. Also, we have an issue of teachers being really busy and having low financial confidence themselves. So it's really crucial that teachers and parents get expert-led support to develop the young people's behaviours.